not just a topic, it's an interesting window into some of the unique facets of the mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is kind of what we do every day, right, in one way or another, right? So that's why I thought it was a good and interesting topic. Because we learned it was Talmud Torah, you know, the Yoredeo. Okay, but we'll try to do some of the... So it was left with either the Chazanish's Emunah Bitachon or Inyanei Eretz Yisrael.
Wasn't the Chazanish more popular amongst the Mitzvah? I think it was.
No, I think
actually. I'm happy to do it, if that's the consensus. Okay, I'll be happy to do it. Okay.
Was it? No.
So I just wanted to finish off. Again, I gave a shiur on, as I say, I just took the topic of Birkas Torah because I had given the shiur on it. Well, I gave the shiur on it when I was here for Shabbos because I thought it was an interesting topic and obviously a window into some of the issues of Talmud Torah and its singular status and, you know, things that we should be focusing on. So again, that first year, whoever was there, we focused mostly on the perspective of the Ramban, which I think, you know, the details of the Ramban, but I think what he says is relevant, you know, the Kula Alma. And that was, you know, focused mostly on the Gemara and Daf, Kof Aleph Amud Aleph Brachos, and the Makor of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goda Lalokeinu, and the idea that Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas Shevach V'Hodah, which we'll get back to. And then last week on Monday, I wanted to focus on Shitas HaRambam, which I also think is unique and singular and important, and in many ways parallels the, you know, the Ramban, but it's also you know, somewhat different and equally mechudash. And again, I don't know if other people read the Rambam this way. I've never seen it, but it seemed obvious to me. I'm not going to restate the whole case that we did last week. But basically, I think the Ikar Gemara for the Rambam is the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, as we discuss, and I think that the context there is critical for the, just as Birchas HaMazon context on Kabbalah is critical for the Ramban, obviously the Kriya Shema context for the Rambam, and basically what I was trying to say in a nutshell was that for the Rambam, you know, Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Kriya Shema is Birchas HaTorah, isn't just a substitute, maybe it's the, you know, it's the Ikar. I wouldn't say in terms of, you know, commonplace or ubiquitous necessarily. That depends on, you know, how many people are mashkim, you know, lashanos, you know, acha karu kriyashma, and that could very well be, you know, something that changes, you know, from person to person or from era to era, or maybe it's always a majority or maybe it's always a minority. I don't know, I never took that kind of poll. But what I mean is that fundamentally and conceptually, the Rambam puts this in Hilchos Tefillah, and he connects it to Birchas Kriya Shema. And I think I was trying to show that he doesn't have it anywhere else, and that he doesn't really have it as a tachlif, but it's the Ikar Davar. And I was trying to connect that to the fact that there's a lot of evidence that there is this relationship between Kriya Shema and Talmud Torah in both directions. Namely, that one of the unique facets of Kriya Shema, the rice of, in the morning and in the evening, may be itself limud haTorah. That's definitely the view of some of the Rishonim, and again, some of the Achronim bring it out as well, Shagas Aryeh and others. That Birchas Kriya Shema, in addition to serving this additional function, at least according to the Rambam, certainly is singular among other brachos. You mentioned the case of Safek and other parallels, and that. You know, therefore, the fact that the text of Ava Rabba, you know, basically subsumes some of the motifs of Birchas HaTorah is probably not a coincidence. And therefore, for the Rambam, also in Hilchos Kriya Shema, I thought it was a double chiddush, a Talmud Torah chiddush and a Kriya Shema chiddush. And I tried to show several Rambams in Hilchos Kriya Shema where he throws in Ubi Birchas Seha, where he didn't have to, especially in a couple of the contexts where it's perfectly clear. But even when we're talking about Kriya Shema, we're talking about the Talmud Torah and the Birchas HaTorah aspect of Kriya Shema. So that was basically what we were trying to do. And then I added on the Tuesday after, just the Ha'ara, that if you look at the end of, Sefer Mada, Yechus Tshuva, where the Rambam deals with Avas Hashem by means of Talmud Torah, right, that transitions. The next Halachos is the beginning of Sefer Ava itself, which I don't think is a coincidence. I've said that many times. And the Sefer Abba for the Rambam begins with Avos Kriya Shema, Be'aftas Hashem Elokecha. And if you look very carefully at the last words of Sefer Mada, i.e., Avos Tshuva, it sounds like practically you're reading Birchas HaTorah, like you're reading Birchas Abba Rabba, and then you're starting Avos Kriya Shema, which is a very nice feeling, I think. So I think that there's a lot of evidence that this is Shitas HaRambam, and I think that the Hilchos Kriya Shema bears this out in a very, very powerful way. So if this is true, I just wanted to elaborate this point a little more before I go on to the next point, and that is that if indeed Birchas Kriya Shema is the Lechatchila, or at least equal, maybe even the Lechatchila way of fulfilling the Kiyum of Birchas HaTorah, so it renders obsolete some of the discussions in the Rishonim and the Poskim that are extremely interesting and acute for other Poskim. In other words, for the majority view, which is that Birchas Kriya Shema is a bidyevet substitute for Birchas HaTorah. So there are all sorts of interesting, you know, issues that come up. And in my opinion, for the Rambam, if I'm correct, you know, there would be no safek, pretty much, about some of those issues. So let me just mention very quickly before I go on to speak a little bit about the tour. If Birchas Kriya Shema is a substitute for Birchas HaTorah, so the question that would come up would be, you know, how exactly that works, number one, and are there nafkamina between Birchas Kriya Shema as a substitute and the regular Birchas HaTorah with regard to a number of issues. For example, the big debate among the Rishonim, which we'll talk more about if we get a chance in a few minutes, is whether or not Birchas HaTorah exempts Limud HaTorah, you know, after Hefsek. And there are different ways to formulate and to apply this question. Let's take the, you know, the broader point just for a second. In other words, you made a Birchas HaTorah, and then you, you know, went off to work or whatever, and, you know, 4 hours later, you know, you're back, you know, opening your Rambam in your right, or your Rashi and your Ramban on the Torah, whatever it is, you know, that you're doing. So the question is, the bracha that you made earlier is poter or not? We'll get back to this. Of course, a huge issue. You know, how does this fit in for, you know, general birchas mitzvah, birchas shavach v'hoda, right? What level of tziruf, right, do you need between a bracha, right, and the, you know, the attached mitzvah or halacha that, you know, that it's connected to? Okay. So with regard to this question, is it possible that there's a difference between the substitute Abba Rabba, let's say, and the regular Birchas HaTorah that the Gemara describes on Daf Yud Aleph, right? So many of the Rishonim, many of the Poskim think that, you know, if Birchas Abba Rabba works, then it works. But there is a debate on this point. Again, the way I'll just use the tour because I brought it with me, and it's always a very convenient way to highlight things. The Beis Yosef basically thinks that according to the Bali Tosis, there is no difference whatsoever. But once you have an effective Abba Rabba substituting as Birchas HaTorah, then you just plug it in. In other words, if there's no problem of Hefsek in regular Birchas HaTorah, there's no problem of Hefsek in the one of Kriya Shema. However, he quotes in the name of the Ravid that the Ravid thought it depend on the two girsos on the in the Yerushalmi. Rajba quotes this in Brachos, and that according to one girsa, it would come out that the hefsek, right, is not a problem for Ikar Birchas HaTorah, but it is a problem for Kriya Shema as a substitute Birchas HaTorah. So the question is, you know, why should that be? There can be possibly two explanations. Bedochak, you might want to say, and it sounds this way in some of the presentations, that you know you need the bracha kavua in order to for it to apply or to extend, you know, across hefsekos. In other words, for the bracha that I'm making now to extend all day and to extend even if there's going to be a huge break, so it's got to be, you know, the ikar bracha, the bracha kavua. And if it's, you know, if it's a weaker bracha, let's say, if it's, you know, a more tentative bracha, it has the power to be matir, you know, the limud miyad, but it doesn't have the power, you know, to jump hefsekos. I don't like the lumbness of that so much, to be honest, but that's definitely the way some people present it. I think a better bet might be what we find in the, I think I alluded to it last week, in the Shibali Alakat, and that is the idea that maybe there are, we have to get back to this, two dinim in Birchas HaTorah, right, regarding the big question, whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. And either way, it's unconventional, because if it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, it's strange that it's in advance, right, which is atypical. I discussed that with people here on Shabbos. And if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, then, you know, why would you ever need, you know, an immediate limud, let's say? Why wouldn't that work even without there being any kind of shinun al atar? And some other indications as well. But either way, regarding that big debate, you might say, as we'll see soon, that there are two dinim. Maybe there are two elements, right? There's a birchas hamitzvah, and there's a birchas shevach v'hodah. So the suggestion then might be, and I think is what the Shibali Alakat is kind of saying, that Ava Rabba as a tachlif can work as a birchas hamitzvah. But it isn't, you know, it belongs to Kriya Shema. It's birchas Kriya Shema. It's not a bracha on chetza shel tam Torah on shevach v'hodah. So maybe, you know, for the birchas hamitzvah one to work, that never is able to, you know, jump hefsekos. It's only when you're dealing with something that's a birchas shevach v'hodah that you could say that the whole paradigm of requiring, you know, tziruf between the bracha and the pa'ula applies. Either way, however you want to explain this phenomenon, that when it comes to being effective notwithstanding later hefsekos, right, that there's a difference between these two, in my opinion, that whole discussion would be moot, you know, for the Rambam. It may be moot for other reasons too, because you have to figure out what he holds about hefsekos. But what I'm saying is, if Ava Rabba is the Ikar, not the Tafel, and Bidiyebed, then there's nothing to talk about. Number two, do you need, closely connected, do you need a shinun alatar to begin with, right, for something, you know, to be an effective Birkas HaTorah? Again, the background is that the Yerushalmi, quoted by Tosfos on Yud Aleph, says that Ava Rabba, again, the Babli says that Ava Rabba will work, right? And then the Yerushalmi says, adds, right, you know, behu de'ika, you know, shinun alatar. That's where this idea, you know, came up. So there are, the question is, when, do you need shinun alatar for Ava Rabba at all? And if you do, do you also need shinun alatar for regular Birchas HaTorah? Right? And if there's a discrepancy, how do you explain that discrepancy? So there were many, Rishonim, Bali Tosis included, who said, well, it's a machlokas, Babli and Yerushalmi. If you need it for one, you need it for all. If you don't need it, maybe the Babli thinks you don't need it, and therefore you don't need it for either. So there's no requirement of shinun alatar. But the more prevalent view is that there's no debate between the Babli and the Yerushalmi. And if there's no debate, then the question is, do you only need shinun alatar for Ava Rabba, or do you need shinun alatar generally? And that's already, again, 2 days in Tosis and 2 days in many other Rishonim, or Machlokas Rishonim, and so on. So if you think that you need shinun alatar, you know, in both, again, if you need shinun alatar in neither, then obviously there's no discrepancy. If you need shinun alatar in both, right, then there's no discrepancy either. If you need Shin Nalatar only in Abba Rabba and not in other, the regular Birchas HaTorah, so that requires an explanation. And similar to what I said before, except here, the first possibility emerges as much stronger. Right? The way many of the Bali Tosas explain it is, in order to be Koveya, Birchas Kriyashma, also is Birchas HaTorah, you need Shinun Alatar. Right? But in order, you don't need to be Koveya, the Ikar Birchas HaTorah, as Birchas HaTorah, because that's what it is. There's nothing confusing, you know, about it. So, again, there could be another explanation, and that's, you know, I think this is very, what I said before, two explanations, just I think that in the first issue, the second explanation is more compelling, and then this issue, the first explanation is more compelling. But you could, again, suggest a second idea, which is that you need Shin and Al-Atar when you're dealing with Birchas HaMitzvah, and Abba Rabba at best can be Birchas HaMitzvah because it's not the Bracha on Chetza Shel Torah, right? It's a Bracha on Kriya Shema. But the regular Birchas HaTorah is a Bracha on Chetza Shel Torah, and therefore the whole idea of Shin and Al-Atar maybe is unnecessary. I should add that the Rambam, I think, holds that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, my opinion, from the Rambam. It's a Bracha on Chetza Shel Torah. And yet requires a Shin and Al-Atar, you know, in all cases, right? Indeed, you might say that for the Rambam, the reason that you need Shin and Al-Atar is in order to establish it as a Bracha on Chetza Shel Torah, the Kviyas part. But maybe, ironically, either he gets that from the Yerushalmi about Kriya Shema, or it's required Kol Shekein, you know, in regular Birchas HaTorah, because everything is flipped for the Rambam. The point I'm trying to make is that the Rishonim who do distinguish and require Shin and Al-Atar for Birchas HaTorah of Kriya Shema, for Birchas Kriya Shema, but not for Birchas HaTorah, right, do not work well, in my opinion, according to Shitas Rambam. And maybe it's not a coincidence that even though the Rambam doesn't think that, in my opinion, that Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaMitzvah, again, hence the omission from Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perikid Aleph Hilchos Brachos and all the things that we mentioned, nonetheless, he does think that there is a requirement lechatchila of Shin and Al-Atar, you know, in that case. He actually doesn't mention Shin and Al-Atar in Kriya Shema, maybe because it's implicit, or maybe because it's unnecessary. So actually, the Rambam actually flips this idea. There's also a very important argument about what Shin and Al-Atar is in two respects. Number one, a very interesting discussion. A lot of the Rishonim have already asked, but again, some of the later Mefarshim even more so. What do you mean Shin and Al-Atar and Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema? You have Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the Shin and Al-Atar, right? Oh. So here, the Beis Yosef, just again for convenience, if not anything more, has two interesting deos. The first day of the Beis Yosef is that the first day of the Beis Yosef is that no, the Rishonim is talking about a Hechatimtzi where there's no immediate Kriya Shema after Birchas Abba Rabba. And he goes on to explain how there can be such a phenomenon according to in certain cases, you know, and so on. Yeah. Okay. However, that's the first day, huh? The idea being that in Ochanami, you know, Kriya Shema, of course, satisfies Shin and Al-Atar. It's just that, you know, in terms of the, you don't always have it. And when you don't have it, so then, right, this is going to be the napkin. Okay. However, he has another daya, which I'm looking for, and hopefully I'll find it. Yeah, where he says as follows: Od Yeshlom, the Kriya Shema Utfila Lo Chashiv Limud LeInyan Ze. This is really remarkable. The Divrei Tachnunim Utfila Lachud, the Divrei Talmud Torah Lachud, U Kriya Shema Kedivrei Tfilosu. And that's very fascinating. First of all, it encounters a very—I don't know why they don't ask a question here—but it should encounter a very serious question. Something I mentioned last week, And that is that the Gemara Menachos Tav Tzadi Tes and the Gemara Nedarim Tav Ches say Boy Pater Nafshe B'Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arbis when they want to formulate the more minimalist view of the Chi of Talmud Torah. So obviously, you know, Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arbis constitutes Talmud Torah. So how could it be that it's not considered Shinin Al Atar because it's considered Tefillah? Just the formulation itself is remarkable. The question is important. So I think that the answer to that is that there's a difference between Talmud Torah in terms of the Kiyum Talmud Torah and Talmud Torah as a Chefza, right, which a Chefza Shel Torah, which defines Birchas HaTorah, essentially, meaning Shinun Al Atar. Now, I don't mean what the Bach, when he kind of discusses the larger question, not this point specifically, but in general, let me mention this. There's another debate between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. The Beis Yosef was of the opinion that in his reading of Tosis and the Rush and many of the Rishonim, that if you don't need Shinun Al Atar in Ikar Birkas HaTorah, what they call Ikar Birkas HaTorah, which I'm disputing for the Rambam, but what's generally called Ikar Birkas HaTorah, then what that means is that you can make a Birkas HaTorah, do no Limud HaTorah whatsoever immediately, let's be mapsik, and that's still fine for whatever you learn later on. And the Bach said that that is absolutely impossible. Because Heichan Matzinu, any Birkas HaMitzvah, where you are mafsik between the bracha and the tchila so'asiya. In other words, the question about what happens when you make the bracha, start the process, are then mafsik and then return to it, that's one problem in Birkas HaTorah. Right? That's the question we've shown him ask. Why is it different than sukkah? Why is it different than tzitzis and tefillin? The questions that Tosas asked and Rabbeinu Yonah. Why is it different than Birkas HaNenin? Something which, again, Beis Yosef has a long piece about, where you have to, each time you have to make a separate bracha, says the Bach, but I'm adding to the Bach. But when it comes to Tchilas HaMaisa Mitzvah, everybody should require that, shouldn't they? Beis Yosef thinks, not necessarily. Not necessarily. So the idea is, the Bach in general thinks that the problem of Shinin Al Atar, in part at least, is the question of kabod, or to be nikar, that the birchas kriyashma that you're making is also not just birchas kriyashma, but l'shem Talmud Torah. So then you might have said what the Beis Yosef says, but in a different way, meaning it's not nikar objectively, it's not muchach mitocho, let's say, that, this is l'shem birchas haTorah, because you're just saying kriyashma. So the shinun al atar would have to be something other than Kriya Shema. But I think the Beis Yosef is saying something much more fundamental than that. He's saying that, Kriya Shema, per se, in the context of Tefillah, right, is Kriya Shema, and therefore it's not just the question of the Nikar to the Bracha, it's a question of the nature of the Bracha as Bracha and Chafta Shel Torah itself requires something. Again, Limud HaTorah, Ivoy Pater Nafshe B'Kriyas Shema Shachris V'Arbis. Again, they don't ask the question. I'm saying that's a double pasha. But Chefza Shel Torah Le'inyan Birchas HaTorah requires something, not just for the Nikar purposes of the Bach, let's say, but something, again, the Bach says what he says and thinks of the discussion. According to the Bach, you always need some sort of immediate Limud. The question whether you need Limud Al Atar is the following. Let's say you make a Birkas HaTorah and you say the Parsha of Tamim. He says, well, the question is it Nikar, that this Birkas HaTorah is Tzamud to the Limud aspect? Or maybe it's the Takana, to be Shalmud Parim Svaseinu, to be Makrib Karbanos, and so on. And that's why the Kpeda of Birchas Kohanim, because Birchas Kohanim is not going to confuse you, and so on. But you always need some Limud HaTorah right away, just like, if you make a bracha on shofar or lulav, you would have to pick up the lulav right away, you have to pick up the shofar right away. And then you could discuss what happens if you're mafsik and you want to continue to perform the mitzvah that you haven't yet completed, or that you want to continue at a later point. Point is that all of these discussions, whether or not Kriya Shema is a proper Shinon al Atar, you know, or maybe it's too Tefillah Tachnunin oriented, which is fascinating, or it needs a greater Kviyos, or what about L'inyan Hefsek Miyad, or Hefsek La'achar Zman, or an unequivocal Tziruf to a Limud, depending on what we talk about, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, you know, the different perspectives, all of these questions make sense when you're talking about Birchas Kriya Shema as a substitute. And if something which, you know, is fundamentally about one topic, and you want to double it, you know, you want to use it, you know, overlapping at the same time. But if I'm right about the Rambam, which is that it's not a coincidence, it's part of the Kiyum Talmud Torah of Kriya Shema, and part of the Kiyum Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Talmud Torah. So when the Gemara says Yibay Patanach, they didn't mean doubling up. And by the same token, this isn't doubling up. This is the actual Ikar Birchas HaTorah. So it's also a very interesting discussion. Yeah. If you say Abba Rabba before you say Birchas HaTorah, right, do you have the right, the choice, to make a Birchas HaTorah later in the day, or is that a Bracha Levatala? So the... again, they quote this as a Safek of the Maria Buav. Second, if I can find it. Yeah. Second. Hekel Shabira Chava Rabba, according to Birchas HaTorah, Kosov Maria Buav, Shenistape Karajba, Im Yochaloma Birchas HaTorah Ma'achar Shomru, Shenifter Bava Rabba, Birchas HaTorah. Vinele Das Rabbosenu Atzar Fatim, this is Beit Yosef talking, Shekosvu Shazu Poteros Kalayom, right, Mashain came to Abba Rabba, Yesh Levarachosa. As he connects it to, he says, well, if there are, according to those who think that there's an Afkamina Legabe Hefsek, so the Ikar Birchas HaTorah is preferred, so it would be a Bracha Levatala. Right? Especially if you think that it's not just about the Kviyos, it's about, again, either the Kviyos go vis-a-vis, you know, later Limudim, or the difference of Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMitzvah, I mean, Birchas Shavu Kladam, Birchas HaMitzvah, so then it makes sense to say they're either two different dinim, or one is superior, etc. Even if there's no actual nafkamina, right, you still might argue that if, you know, this is a substitute, it depends, you know, how pale a substitute. Maybe the lechatchila, saying the ikar abracha, you know, justifies or you know, dictates that it isn't a bracha levatal. I'm only saying that. However, according to the Rambam, you know, it seems as davar pashut that the only time you ever say what we call ikar birchas HaTorah is in a situation where you did not first make Birchas Kriya Shema, and I'm assuming that it actually would be a Bracha Levatala under those circumstances. Okay. As you know, the big debate, yeah?
How does Kriya Shema acting as like Tachnunim detract from it being a Chassid Shal Torah? Why is any lesson from such a Torah?
I think in the context of what it is, meaning because Kriya Shema is an integral part of Tefillah. Now, the Parshas Kriya Shema as a Parsha in the Torah is equal Chafetz Shel Torah of any other Parsha, for sure. No question about that. But I think the point is that since it's here, at this point, you know, as part of Tefillah B'Tachanunim, so that becomes a problem for the substitute Bircha. It's ironic, because we're taking the substitute Birchas HaTorah, according to that second view of the Beis Yosef, which is Birchas Kriya Shema, but the Kriya Shema part of it, you know, will detract from using it that way, because it's there anyway. Again, the way the Bach was saying it, more because it's not Nikar, objectively, but I think for the Beis Yosef, it's more than that. It's because you know, it is here b'toras a part of tefillah. Whereas what I'm saying is that if my reading of the Rambam is correct, it's not, you know, overlapping. So that the whole point is that this is the ikar place to say brachas on Torah, and the Kriya Shema is part of the tefillah here also because it's that status of Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim Talmud Torah, that fusion. So that would be the idea.
Would you require a chassid shel Torah or?
So no, so you'd need something which established, which isn't associated now with, according to Beis Yosef, you're asking?
No, according to Rebbe Mahal and the Rambam, would one require a chassid shel Torah?
I think so, but Kriya Shema would be the best.
Right, because the chassid shel Torah is of a different type?
Because it's B'Torah's Kriya Shema that this is, that Birchas Kriya Shema is the Ikar Birchas HaTorah. So it's perfect, right? So I'm saying all these discussions are not just technically rendered moot by the Rambam, but I think passionately, you know, say that the assumption of the discussions are diametrically opposed to what he thinks is the Ikar Din, and all these cases would be cases where, yeah.
Even for the Rambam, or like I think especially for everybody else, would you need like an additional layer of Kavana and Avarava? So that it'd be, that it count as...
Well, again, for other people, for sure, that would be reasonable to think. And a kind of, they're saying that in different ways, I don't know, but 100%. For the Rambam, I'm not sure that you... I'm pretty sure you wouldn't.
You're not thinking about learning Torah at all. You're just reading...
Well, I don't think you can not be thinking about Limud HaTorah if you say the words of the bracha. I mean, to be honest, you know, that's what the bracha really is saying. You know, Limud Lamed Lishma Velasa the kind is called Direi Talmud Torah Secha B'Yava, right? Bahari Neinu B'Sora Secha V'Dabek Libeinu V'Mitzah Secha B'Yachad Lo'Aveinu Li'Ava Li'Yira Shemecha. I mean, it really is. If you just, you know, I mean, I don't think you need special Lishma L'Shem Birchas HaTorah. Because I'm suggesting that you're not doubling. Again, is the Rambam's view that doubling is the best? Because it's a... I think your question's a good question. Meaning, it's not impossible to say that for the Rambam, you know, there's Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema, and the Lechatchila is also, you know, to make that your Birchas HaTorah, and the juggernaut is what makes it a Lechatchila. Whereas I'm saying even... more or less than that, I'm not sure which is, that's just naturally what it is. Because, you know, that's what Kriya Shema is and that's what Talmud Torah is. So it's a natural fusion, or it's just maybe not so natural, or not fully natural, but the combination, instead of being distracting, that you have to overcome the distraction, which is what the others are saying, is that it's, you know, fundamentally enhancing, and therefore, you know, I'm not sure
point,
of those two.
A big point of something you mentioned, especially Friday night, was that it's so easy to confuse the two, the Limud HaTorah and the themes even of Torah, and also what we're, like the perspective someone's perspective.
Right, and you could...
So Kal Vachomer, I would say, even though the words...
So I'm going to get that also, very, very strong statement, 100%. A very strong statement of that is in the Bach, which I'll get to in a second. So I think your question's a good question, you know, but whether you need, even for the Rambam, I'm just not sure because I'm basically... Right. Mistape, you know, is this just the natural integration, right? Or not even integration, it's just what it is. That's what Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema are, naturally, and you know, basically. Or there is still, you know, the need, you know, to make it so. But instead of making it so kind of artificially, you know, and trying to, you know, do justice to both that could potentially distract each other, it's the, no, this is, you know, a mutually enhancing and therefore better for both kind of a thing. I mean, so they, in terms of the basic nafkamina, it would all be the same. But I hear your question may be a nafkamina. The Maisa, there's a big question about, you know, a hefsek, different kind of hefsekos, right? So, you know, the hefsek of doing something else is one thing, and what about Shena's Keva Balayla, Shena's Keva Bayom, maybe it could be Mechalek, being Bebeis HaMerachatz, being Bebeis HaKisei, places where you're supposedly, you know, you can't learn, you're not allowed to learn Torah, or be Mahara B'Divrei Torah. So there's a whole discussion of that, and a lot of it has to do with Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, also what Asek and Al Divrei Torah really mean. These are important. Again, maybe we'll take one more at some point, try to get another to finish this. But the it's very interesting that the Beis Yosef attacks the Ogur. Ogur said, "She'aviv hinhig shelo levarach b'yom apilo achar sheinas keva." Earlier, he mentions that maybe you can bechalik between sheinas keva, where you should have to repeat the bracha, as opposed to the other two, which many posts can draw the line, which are hefsek merchatzu beis akise. By the way, then he adds, "V'ha'ogur kasav tamacher lefisha af kishu nifne." Meaning, beis akise tzarch lizar bedinim u'gilui tefach v'ketzad yikaneach. I just like that very much. Not for the nitty gritty, but meaning what? That's a great example of what I was talking about. Meaning they, it's not that the Asek, oh, you have it in the back of your mind, oh, there's a chiyuv to learn, but the idea that Asek HaTorah, whether it's Lasot B'Divrei Torah, Al Divrei Torah, refer not only to the, you know, more specific pu'ula of Limud HaTorah, but refer to the scope of Torah, right? So if there are dinim, that's also not a hefsek, even though actually there's no technical Limud at the moment. Anyway, and in that context, he then adds, just one more second, the kasav od ha'agur, she'aviv hinik shelo levar, even bayom. Those are like different places to draw lines in these, I guess, more disruptive, you know, disruptions, right? Hefsekos. One is to say all three, she'nas keva merchatz beis akise. The other, I guess, is to drop beis akise, you know, because our dinim, it's very fascinating. Or to drop merchatz and beis akise, because those are just asur or efshar legally, but shenas keva is sleep, right? So then he said, but the ogur said that his father was also knowing shelo levarach b'yom afilo achar shenas keva, right? Even a real sleep. B'chein roi lasos kemelku meko b'brochos makom shesh maklokas or ezelo hifsid kabrochos ein ma'akvos. Fine. So the Beis Yosef says, Yesh l'tmoad, Bein la'rush, Bein l'rabbeinu simcha, Bein la'ram, meaning Ram Rittenberg, Shein av ha'hefsek, V'lo chazin aman de palagalayu. So, in the end, he admits that Rabbeinu Tam seems to think that, you know, Sheina doesn't matter, because Rabbeinu Tam says the reason that there's no problem with hefsek is because of the chiyuv, Limud HaTorah, kol eis, right, the lois yai sh'taitim yinei, not because l'maisa, right, he's awake, and therefore he's trying to get back to it, which is also fascinating of a tzarev, or it's in the back of his mind, because he always, you know, in his, tat mudaut, you know, his subconscious, you know, this is what he really is thinking about, or because the halakos are driving his life, which is what we kind of just mentioned, all these really interesting ideas, but for a bit of time, it's because of the chiyu. So, but I think, he says, okay, but it's only really Rabbeinu Tam, but maybe... Since Rabbeinu Tam says what he says about Shenas Lila, we don't paskin like him there, but at least Shenas Yom will paskin like him. Maybe, b'chein noagim ha'olam, but he's not happy with it. But the point I was going to make is that, you know, this all assumes a certain perspective, but if you hold like the Ramban, like the Rambam, and like Rabbeinu Tam, each in its own way, then Shenas Keva, Bayom Balaila, certainly Bayom, really isn't the problem. And what the Ogur said, like the Beis Yosef was pretty severe, like, you know, where did the father get it from? And then the son's even taking it further. Like, you know, this father-son team, they're going too far, you know. But I think there's a lot to rely on. Anyway, so let me transition. I have to stop in a minute. But regarding the question of Lishma and other things, before I get to discussing the question of nafkamina between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas Shevach and some of the other issues that come up, which I guess we'll have to leave, the tour, I mentioned that in my opinion, the Ramban's Ikar text is Brachos Chofal. And the Rambam's Ikar text is Brachos Yudal. What's fascinating is that the tour begins the discussion of Hilchos Birchos HaTorah by citing the Gemara in the Darim. I won't say it's the Ikar text, but it's the Ikar text that he starts with. And he starts off by saying Birchos HaTorah Me'od tzarech lizayir ba, which is again a fascinating language, not typical. I mean, you should be nizar in all mitzvos and in all brachos, right? Ma'od tzorich lizarba implies some special status. Kidi isa benedarim mipnei ma tamidei chachamim ein tzui matzis mibneim tamidei chachamim mipnei she'en mevarchim batorah chila al azvam es torasi, which we talked about as well. So there are different explanations already in the, you know, the whatever it is, who, you know, the so-called Rashi in the Darim and the Ran in the Darim and the Verbena Yonah connects it to Lishma. So, you know, what? Why would you start with this? And why would it? It's a Divrei Agada. Why would you say that it determines that Ma'od Tzarech Lizarba, which is, I mean, the Tur took this Gemara very, very seriously. So the Bach, I guess I'll have to finish now. So let me just quote the Bach before I finish. The Bach really challenges this. And he says, V'ika l'tmo atuva. Lama yatza kazos milafanav lahanisham ba'onesh gadol. I mean, their children won't... V'ram kazel shalabirchum tor t'chila shulachor avera kala. So he says very, very beautifully, and it fits in both with what we talked about in the Ramban, Kishem Hashem Ekra, and in the Rambam, Kriyashma and Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, and the emphasis of, you know, Lishma, and the point that sometimes, again, the, you know, the joy of Limud HaTorah, you know, the spiritual and intellectual treat of it, which is part of Baharivna, and by the way, which is also part of Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Ho'amim, where the Tur says that it, you have to have in mind that the Echavim Bibrachosa Mamad Har Sinai, this is about Birchasat Asher Bachar Banu, Ech Bachar Mikala Umos, Vikir Banu, Vishmianu Dvar Mitocha Eitz, right? Mitocha Eitz, sorry. Shanasalana Tarasa Akdosha Shehi Beis Chayenu, Kli Chemdaso, Shahaya Mishtashea Bo Bechal Yom. Another, you know, reference to, again, Lule Tarasa Shashuai is a statement that explains how, you know, Lulei Torah Shashuai, but, you know, the impact of it. But what the Tur is emphasizing here in Asher Bachar Banu, again, is that part of the experience of Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah is Simcha, and so on. So how do we explain, like, what is that really all about for the Rambam, for the Ramban, for anybody? So the Bach says, really captures it. V'nir de kavanasa yisbarach me'olam ha'is ha'shiniya oskim b'torah, Kadesha Titatsem, again, he has it more on a bit of a mystical side, but it doesn't matter. She titatsem nishmatenu ba'atzmot veruchnia ba'atzmus, sorry, veruchnius ukdushas mekor motza ha'torah. V'lachein nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah emes liYisrael b'matana shelo tishtakach meitanu. The Bach always emphasizes that one of the features of Torah that reflect its unique status is the promise shelo tishtakach me'itanu. That's part of Klal Yisrael's legacy or heritage, by definition. Kedei shetitabeknash nishmasenu v'gufenu b'ramach evarim v'shasa gidim b'ramach mitzvos aseh v'shasa lo saseh shebetorah. V'imoy oskim b'torah al kabana hazos hayuhema merkava v'hecha l'shkinaso yizbarach. I'm skipping a little. V'aretz kula haysa me'ira michvodo. Ubezei yakisha l'famayil shomala in famayil shomata. Not so bad, right? Hine bazeh asu pirud shenestalka shchina min haaretz va'asa lamala va'artz nishara begashmi usa b'li kedusha bazeh agorim churbana v'avedasa hu amaro mi ha'isha chacham begomer amav da Torah al az v'mes torasi va'amar torasi, right? Toras emes asher nasati b'matana shel yilmeidim v'shochin v'gam pirashti tam kol hadvarim u'peirusheihem k'shulchan ha'aruch. The point is, it's just a beautiful depiction of, you know, a person could learn, and he could learn well and focus properly on many of the benefits and themes and you know, what it is that makes Torah singular. You know, but the recognition of, you know, the transcendent element is a key element that allows it shelo tishtakach, which I think is the connection to, again, zaracha v'zera zaracha, you know, v'harevna, to the next generation, to really make it a legacy, shelo tishtakach, and so on. And ignoring that is the equivalent al azvamas torasi, even though there's plenty good that you're doing. So there can be, you know, a distraction. Sometimes people who dafka are immersed, that's what I was saying that Friday night, you know, can fail to transmit that. They may feel it, but, you know, it's so much a part of who they are that they can't transmit it, you know, they fail to transmit it to others because they think it's obvious. So really this, once again, establishes, you know, the role of Birchas HaTorah as something which kind of charts that course or reminds us or, you know, accentuates, you know, these added elements. Okay, maybe we'll get a chance to do it. See you later.